2 Kings chapter number 20. 2 Kings chapter number 20. You pray for us tonight. The Bible says this, verse number 1. It says, "Those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, that for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Syria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the bull, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be a sign that the Lord will heal me, and I may shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, This sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, said, It's a light thing for the shadow to go ahead 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he cried, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if the Lord will be my help, on this thought: a final request. A final request. As we see this tonight, and we see the Bible's telling us in 2 Kings that King Hezekiah come to a place that he wasn't doing well. And Isaiah goes to him, and he speaks to him. And I can just imagine how we would feel if they summoned maybe the man of God to come into us and, maybe pray over us and ask God to touch us and maybe even heal us and, do that God does best for us. And Isaiah comes in and to King Hezekiah, and he's sick in his bed. Isaiah says to him, said, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Amen. So you talk about a shock. I guess it was a shock to King Hezekiah, because the Bible teaches here that King Hezekiah, he was a sick man. Amen. We see the condition that he was in. I want to say we're living in a world that's sin sick. Everywhere around you we look today, it's in sickness. Amen. There's a sickness in this world that we've never seen before. Well, I've never seen it in my time. You've never seen in yours. Our forefathers have never seen a sickness like is in this world today. It's called sin sickness. Amen. And we're seeing it everywhere we look. And the Bible teaches that sin sickness is a sin unto death. There's a lot of people today that are dying in their sin. Amen. That's just the way it is. That's the way God designed it to be. And we see this playing out. And we see the Bible teaches here that Isaiah tells Hezekiah that you're going to die. Amen. You're going to die and you're not going to live. He said, you just need to set your house in order. He said, you need to get things ready. If there's anything you need to do, you need to be about it. Amen. And so he leaves that with Hezekiah and he goes out. Amen. But we notice some things that's pretty important at death's hour. At the hour that we're going to make our crossing out of this world. Number one tonight, it's good to know the Lord. Amen. Hezekiah still had, amen, he may not had his health, but he still had God. I'm glad, praise God, when you're falling apart and your health is going south. I'm glad today, praise God, that we can look up and lift up our head, because you and I, we still have God. Amen. He's promised he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's always there. He's there to lift us up. He's there to encourage us. And when we get to where we can't go, in the power of self, praise God, sometimes I know he does. He just reaches down and gets a hold of us, praise God, pulls us up unto himself and carries us a spell. Amen. Glory be to God. Have you ever felt like you was being carried by God? He just doesn't reach down to where you was. I praise God, no matter what condition we're in, praise God, we still have God. I want to say that there's one thing that the government in this world can't take away from you, and it's your faith. The world cannot take your God away from you. No, they'd like to. They'd like to hush us. They'd like to shut us up. They'd like to silence us. But I'm telling you what, glory, hallelujah, if we be quiet, the rocks and the hills, the trees and the hills will cry out to a holy God. Amen. Because He is God. Amen. When death comes, praise God, it's good to know that you still got God. It's good to know that you can still pray. See, if you've got a God, and we've got a God, not only a God, we've got the God. The God of the universe. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Amen. Praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He's the God of the living. Amen. That means, praise God, we're going to be with Him forever if we're born again child of God, because we don't die. Amen. Our soul is just transferred from one place to another in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. So we've still got God. We've still got God, and we can still pray. We can still talk to Him. Amen. Ain't you glad you can talk to God and He listens? The Bible said, Hezekiah, when Isaiah told him this, he said, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And then Hezekiah, the Bible says about him, said he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Amen. He turned his face unto the Lord. Praise God. We've still got a God. If we've still got a God, then we can still pray. And if we can still pray, we can still believe, praise God, that God, He hear and answer our prayers. Amen. Not only did he still have a God, not only did he still, was he still able to pray, but he had an influence of a good life before God. Amen. If we live a virtuous life pleasing to God, amen, praise God, we can come to the Lord with an influenced life. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad, glory to God? You say, preacher, I ain't much. I praise God, if you're a godly person, if you love the Lord, if you've been born again by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have an influence of a godly life. You say, preacher, I don't do very well. Praise God, we do the best we can with the help of the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says, I got this morning. I about had me a spell. He said, I beseech thee, O Lord. Now that word means, that word is, I beseech thee. It means to entreat with urgency. Amen. He said, Lord, I'm entreating. I'm calling out to you. I'm desirous of you with an urgency. Ain't nothing like the shadow of death to get you serious with God. Amen. Ain't nothing like the shadow of death, praise God, to bring you to a place where there's a seriousness that you never had before. I remember a time that they was doing a minor surgery on me, and they put the IV in, and all of a sudden I didn't know it, but I've got vagal vein syndrome, whatever that is. Never knew what it was, but all of a sudden things started getting all fuzzy and dark, and I started going out of here. I mean, I was leaving this world, and I remember thinking, Brother Josh, Lord, what's going to happen to my little wife? Glory, hallelujah. I said, who's going? First day, I said, Lord, who's going to take care of her? And boy, it was just like it was a voice from heaven, Brother Junior, the same one. He said, the same one that's got you, the same one's going to take care of you, praise God, is going to take care of her. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you, they was at that little old room where they was prepping me for surgery. All of a sudden, it filled full of people. They said they was 10 people in that little room. They called a code blue. And in just a moment in time, that whole room was full of them people. But I want to tell you tonight, young'uns, the biggest character in that room, it wasn't me. It wasn't the nurses. It wasn't the doctors. But it was God Almighty. He just pulled up Josh there in that bed beside me. He said, son, it's going to be all right. Glory, hallelujah. I've got this. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad today that that's your God? As long as we got Him, and as long as we got prayer, as long as we got an influence of trying to live a godly life. Amen. You know, it's not a hard thing to try to live right. Amen. To try to live the best we can with the help of the Lord. We can't do it by ourselves. Amen. We'll mess it up. But God Almighty will help us if we'll let Him. The Bible teaches us, Jesus said, well, you can do nothing without me. But praise God, I'm glad we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He makes the difference. But He said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember. Amen. He said, remember. See, He had influence. He said, Lord, you remember. Amen. He said, you remember. He said, how I have walked before thee. Amen. He said, do you remember? He said, remember, Lord, how I walked. The direction, how I've done my best. I know I've failed and come short, but Lord, I've tried my best to walk with you as you're walking with me. You know, that's all God expects. All He expects is us to do our best. He knows we're going to mess up. He knew we were going to mess up before He ever conceived us in our mother's womb. But praise God, He said, if you'll let me, I'll help you. I'll bring you through this life. And one day, in a little while, praise God, I'll bring you to where I am and we'll worship together. Amen. Praise God. You'll be in my presence. God be the glory. He says, remember how I've walked with you in faithfulness. Amen. The Bible says in Luke, I believe it's Luke 18, verse number 1, the Lord asked the question. He said, when I come, will I find faith in the earth? Will I find faith? He's not talking about faith. He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about people doing their best to be faithful when He comes. It's an easy thing to get saved and you make a profession of faith. And it's a different thing, praise God, to walk with God. In righteousness, doing that that's right, doing it according to the volume of the book as it's written of Him with His help. Amen. He said, I've walked with you. He says, remember how I've talked with you. Amen. He said, I've walked before thee and in truth. And he said, in other words, he said, hey, listen, he said, what I've been saying, what I tell people, praise God, if there is a God and that you're real, praise God, and you're real, that you're really there to help us, I pray God that we can't make it without you, and if we'll trust you and obey you, praise God, you said you'd be there with us all the way to the end of the way. Amen. I guess that means when you can't go no further, praise God, there He is. Amen. He's there at the end of the way, praise God. In other words, He said, you know what? I'm going to walk with you in faithfulness. He said, but I'm going to talk about you, praise God. I'm going to talk about you and talk about the precious word of truth. He said, I'm going to proclaim the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what Sis was talking about here. Sometimes you just get it's just in you. You can't help it. It just comes out. Amen. Don't ever be ashamed of that. Praise God. That's something to glory God over. That God put something in you, praise God. Hey, if it didn't come out on us everything, we better begin to wonder. We better begin to check up if there's something in there that's as big as the Holy Ghost of God and it never comes out. Amen. It's there to manifest Himself. He's there to take that old junk and set us a new table that we can dine with Him and Him with us. Praise His holy name. He said, remember how I've walked with you. Remember how I've talked for you. Remember how I've had a perfect heart. Amen. A perfect heart. He said, I've walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart. Now, what is a perfect heart? How in the world would you ever get a perfect heart? 1 Kings chapter number 8. 1 Kings chapter number 8. In verse 56. This is what the Bible says. Now, this is after Solomon has he's built a temple and he's blessed the temple and he's blessed Solomon's blessing after the prayer. In verse 56, he said, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people Israel according to all that He promised, that there hath not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. The Lord our God be with us as He was with our fathers. Let Him not leave us nor forsake us, that He may incline our hearts unto Him to walk in all His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments which He commanded our fathers. And I want to say tonight, God ain't changed His mind. Everything that He's told us, praise God, in the past, it's good for the future. Amen. He said, and let these words wherewith I have made supplication for the Lord be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, for as a matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord, capital O-R-D, and that's God, Jehovah, is God, and that there is none else. Now watch this, verse 61. He said, let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God. Now here he said, this is the definition of perfection. He said, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as it is this day. The Lord, Hezekiah said, Lord, I walked before you. I've kept your statutes. I've fought, tried my best to follow your commandments, praise God, from then to now. And he reminds God, praise God, he said that he's done that with a perfect heart all the days of his life, amen. Praise God. He said, I've done it, and he said, I've done that which is good in thy sight. Amen. He said, what I have done, he said, I've done to be pleasing to God, to bring glory to his name. Amen. He said, those things that's pleasing to you. Now Hezekiah's talking to God just like he was a friend. Amen. Do you know we can talk to God tonight just like he's a friend? There's no greater friend in this world than the Lord Jesus Christ and the lowly Lord. Amen. Praise God. He is the Lord Jesus. And so Hezekiah prays this prayer. And then the Bible said that Hezekiah wept sore. Amen. So he praises God. He reminds God of the things he had. And the final request is that he has, praise God, is God would touch him. Amen. And as he prays, and God begins to hear his prayer. Now, God, I believe God hears us when we pray, but amen. If we don't have sin in life, praise God. If you got sin in life, the only thing you can pray, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Get that sin behind you, praise God. Cover, brother, repent of it, amen. Confess it, repent of it, and go on with God. Then you can do business with the Lord, amen. I believe what's happening in the world today, we wonder why God ain't a hearing and answering prayer, why God ain't a moving in our lives like he should. Praise God, we've got unconfessed sin, unrepented of sin in our life, and God can't bless us through sin. Amen? That's just the way it is. But the Bible tells us here that God was moved by his prayer. Said it came to pass after before Isaiah was gone out in the middle court, that the word of the Lord came unto him saying. Now notice what takes place. Hezekiah is touched by what the man of God told him. He said, hey, listen, you need to get your house in order. He said, you're going to die and not live. Amen. Now can you just imagine him saying, and Isaiah just turns around, he walks out. And he heads out of the place. Well, Hezekiah, he begins to pray and agonize with God. He begins to bring to remembrance the things that he's tried his best to do for God's glory. Amen. And when he gets to the end of that thing, he weeps sore. And God Almighty, amen, he heard the prayer and he saw the tears. And he got, oh, Isaiah, before he ever got out of the palace, he stopped him there in the middle court. He said, Isaiah, and oh, Isaiah stopped and he come to attention. I guess he figured he is going to turn him around and send him back in there. I fear that old man, that old king had already died. He had already given up the ghost. Oh, God told him that he was going to die, not live. But God told Isaiah, he said, hey, listen, I got the listening old king. He got to talking to me and reminding me, praise God, how he had done the best he could. Pray God with my help to try to do the things that be glory to my name. And he wept with tears, and I heard his prayer, and I saw those tears, and I need you to go back in there. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Good news. Isaiah stopped in his tracks. He said, yes, Lord. And he said, it came past before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Now listen to this. He said, the captain of my people. Now I want you to notice some things. There's a couple things here I want you to pick up on tonight. A lot of times we'll think, well, you know what? One person don't really make a difference. Really? Let me tell you something. One person can make all the difference. One person can change a whole kingdom. One person can change a whole country. One person can change a whole nation. Amen. One person can change a whole family. One person can change a whole church. Amen. Think about it. Think about it. When that person is serious, when that person is sincere, the Lord said, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. He was a king. Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father. Now, I like it the way the Holy Ghost of God always wants us to know who the Lord is. Amen. He ain't some fly-by-night thing. He ain't some fairy tale. He's not something made up, but praise God, He's real. He's the Father. He said, He's the Father of David. Amen. The God of David, thy Father. He said, I've heard thy prayer and I've seen thy tears. Amen. He said, behold, pay attention. So God says, listen, Isaiah. He said, hold on a minute, buddy. I know you've done what I told you and you're heading out, but I need you to turn around. So I need you to go back in there to Hezekiah. And I need you to tell him. Now that the prayer of Hezekiah moved God. Amen. So we say one person don't matter, but the prayer of, now are you hearing me? The prayer of Hezekiah, the frequent, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. The prayer of Hezekiah moved God. And God spoke to Isaiah. He says, hold on a minute, buddy. Before you go to the house, I need you to turn around and go in there, back in there to Hezekiah. He said, and let him know that I've heard his prayer. He said, I have heard thy prayer. Amen. A lot of times the old devil will tell you, and he does me this all the time. He said, God ain't listening to you. Amen. You pray and you pray and you pray and you weep and you pray and it seems like sometimes the prayer's going on deaf ears and you think that nobody's a hearing. But praise God, I want to say we got to just keep praying and we got to keep believing and we got to know that God is there and we got to know that God's not deaf and that God hears the frequent, fervent prayer of a righteous person and we get our heart right with God and we cry out and we weep and we pray. God hears our prayers. He don't always move as fast as we'd like for Him to. But a lot of times I believe He does that to keep us out of mischief. If He just swept in and answered every prayer right now, praise God, we'd get heady and high-minded. And we'd go about our own pernicious, rebellious ways, and then we'd get ourselves in trouble, and then we'd want to cry out to God to help us. You say, preacher, how do you know we'd be like that? Because, praise God, that's the way we are anyway, right? Amen. Amen. That's the way we are. That's the way I am. Amen. You're not a whole lot better than me, maybe a little bit. But praise God, that's just who we are. But the Bible said that God heard his prayers. And God said, the Bible says, I have seen thy tears. Amen. Said God hears us and God sees us. Hello? You know, a lot of times we think, well, as little youngins, we used to think that we got by with things. But I found out in later years that Mama knew just about everything I did. I think Jesus told on me. Amen. Seemed like she had eyes in the back of her head. It was very little that we got by with. Amen. Oh me. But God sees everything we do. Here's everything we say. Every idle word. Every vain action. God sees it. Amen. But God tells us, I said, you tell the king, said, I've heard his prayer. And said, I've seen his tears. And it's got my attention. And he makes him some promises. Amen. He makes him promise. He said, I will heal thee. Amen. Praise God. Those that's sick, they need a physician. Amen. They need to be healed. And he said, I've heard thy prayer and I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Amen. He said, God makes him a prayer, a promise. He said, I'll heal you. And he said, in the promise, and not only am I going to heal you, he said, I'm going to add unto your life 15 years. I wonder today, there's a whole lot of us running on borrowed time. Amen. A whole lot of us have went through things that we should have done, been out of here. But God says, young'un, it ain't yet. I had a malignant melanoma on my back in 2014. And I went in there and they said it was such and such stage and it was could be this and that and the other. And I went in there to have it, to look at it, and the doctor looked at it, and he said, yeah, I said, this is bad. He said, but I think we get rid of that thing, and said, maybe I can buy you 5 years, 4 to 5 years. Amen? He said, might be able to get you 4 to 5 years. He said, if we handle this thing right. And boy, I tell you what, that shook me to the bone, to the core. I found out about that same time that Mia was on the way. A little granddaughter was coming. And boy, that smote my heart. Before I ever got out, I said, Lord, if you would, if you'd just touched me long enough so I could just get to know this little girl, that I could get to know her long enough where she could remember Papa. I said, Lord, if you'd just give me just a few years. That was in 2014. Mia, this past birthday, turned 8 years old. God be the glory. And now I've got another little girl, a little granddaughter that's a little over one, and I got another one on the way. And glory, hallelujah, I'm still here. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying God heard my prayers, and He saw my tears, and He said, son, I know what you want, and I love you with all my heart, and as your heavenly Father, I'm going to grant your petition. I'm going to give you, hey, I don't know how many years. He didn't say I had 15. Hey, praise God, if I go out of here tonight, I'd have to say glory be to God. But praise His holy name. He gave me another opportunity. They cut that thing out of there. They got rid of it. God Almighty took it away. Praise be to God. And I'm here today. Amen. I know what He did for Hezekiah, because He done the same thing for me. Amen. He continues to be God. Even when I forget Him, He don't forget me. Still just as real as He's always been. Praise His holy name. But He said, I'll give you 15 years. Amen. Bless His holy name. Boy, I tell you, I don't know about you, it's foggy up here tonight. In case a London fog's moved in this place. Praise God, praise God. Boy, God's good. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise His name. Get to where I can read in a minute. He said, I will heal thee, and on the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to heal you. He said, in 3 days you're going to be better. Now Hezekiah had some kind of a plague that was to death. And he was going to die of it. He had done caught something, got something, and he was dying. And it was to the point that whatever the infection, whatever the virus, whatever it was in his body was coming out on him in sore boils. Amen. Sin's that way. Sin starts inside and it festers up and it comes out like a boil, like a rising, like a sore. Amen. And it gets infection, and it just gets worse and worse and worse unless we can nip it in the bud from the inside out. Unless we can get a good dose of penicillin in there, that'll kill that. Amen. It'll build up immunity where we start fighting it off. I want to say glory, hallelujah, night. A final request we ought to have that God Almighty would hear our pleas. We'd bring our supplications before Him and say, God, we need some help tonight. We need You to help us this evening. We need You to touch us right now to the healing of our souls so we can be clean on the inside and we'd be clean on the outside and You'd get glory out of it all. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be bringing up our children, teaching them, praise God, that God Almighty is the healer of the soul. God Almighty is the one that clean you up. God Almighty is the one that give you that extra time on earth. He said, I'll add unto thy life 15 years, and I'll deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Now God not only says, hey, listen, you know what? Okay, so I'm going to heal you. And in 3 days, you're going to go up the house of the Lord, and you're going to be able to go up there and worship. Now anybody that was unclean could not go up to the temple to worship. So this had to be a miraculous healing of God. Amen. Praise God. God said, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to give you 15. I'm going to make you some promises. Praise God. I've heard your prayers. I've saw your tears. I'm going to give you 15 years, and I'm going to heal you. And in 3 days, you'll be over this and be able to go up to the house of God and worship. Amen. Praise God. That's bound to God, his attention. He said, not only will I give you 15 years, he said, I'm going to deliver your city from the Assyrians. Amen. You know, when one person gets right with God and God begins to deliver that person, he starts to deliver everybody around them. Amen. When Paul and Silas was in the Philippian jail, praise God, and at midnight they was singing and praising the Lord, and the shackles fell off and the bars flew open, and the Philippian jailer come running in there, praise God. Not only was they shouting and praising, but before the night was over, he was too. Amen. When people get cleaned up on the inside and the outside, people around them, praise God, start getting some of it too. It's got the Ajax Clorox effect. It's a whitener. He said, I'll deliver this city. He said, not only will I deliver this city, but he said, I'm not only going to deliver, he said, I'm going to defend this city. Amen. You know what Asheville, North Carolina needs? It needs a good defense system. It needs a defending God to take hold of it and to help us. It needs God Almighty, praise God, to come in and make a difference. It needs some people that will stand up and say, you know what, there is a God and He's real. And His Word is true and it'll suffice. It'll make a difference. And God said, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to give you 15 more years. I'm making you some promises. Amen. And said, on the third day, you're going to go up and worship. And he said, how am I going to know that? The king asked that. He said, how am I going to know that? He said, and Isaiah said, take a lump of figs and they took and laid it on the boil and he recovered. Amen. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be a sign that the Lord will heal me? And I will go up into the house of the Lord on the third day. He said, what kind of sign are you going to give me? How am I going to know? He said, that seems like an awful big miracle. He said, I'm not a doubting God. I know what God can do. I know that God's going to heal me. But what's a sign? Amen. What am I looking for? And a sign, praise God, that God's going to do this for me. Amen. And Isaiah said, said the sun can go forward 10 degrees or it can go backward 10 degrees. Which would you prefer? He said, well, it's an easy thing for the sun to go ahead 10 degrees. But he said, let's just see God take it backwards 10 degrees. Amen. And so the Bible says that Isaiah prayed a fervent prayer before God, and God stopped the sun and backed it up 10 degrees on the sundial. History teaches this. There was a while back, a few years ago, there was some scientists was trying to figure out the world and the times and the dates and the ages. And when they had figured it all out and they'd got a time frame of what was happening, and they had a time frame of just a little over 6,000 years. Imagine that. And they come to a place and they said, wait a minute, when it's all the calculations done, they said, wait a minute, we're missing a whole day and a few minutes. I think it's like a whole day and 20 minutes or 10 minutes or something. They said, we're missing this time slot. And there was a Christian there, a man that loved the Lord. He said, hey, he raised his hand and said, hold on. Whoa, I know the answer. And they said, what's the matter with you, son? He said, what's your problem? He said, I know where it's at. Amen. They said, well, where's that? He said, in over in Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. And Joshua was a whooping the enemy. And he said, God, he said, hey, we're winning. We're doing it for you, Brother Kevin. He said, how about helping us, Lord? How about making this day go on till we get the job done? And God Almighty said, all right, we'll do that. And he prayed, God, he slowed that thing down. And he let that sun begin to just coast across the sky for a whole day. Amen. In Isaiah's time, praise God, he stopped it and backed it up just a little bit. That fellow said, hey, listen, that's where it's at. He said, God did that. And they said, glory, hallelujah, it's all present and counted for in the volume of the book. Amen. This is how you prove science. Amen. Praise God, by the architect of the world. Praise His holy name. He said He backed it up 10 degrees. Amen. He said, what should be a sign? He said, the Lord will heal me, and I shall go up the house on the third day. And he said, this sign shall be thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing which He hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Amen. Isaiah prayed, praise God, to the Lord God of heaven, and God throwed the brakes on that sun, and He backed her up. I don't know if He backed the earth up, or He backed the sun up, but glory, hallelujah, God did it. Amen. Praise God. If I was old Hezekiah and I saw that, I'd be a high steppener, wouldn't you? I say, glory, hallelujah. I'm on the winning side. Amen, glory. Hey, in 3 days, young'uns, glory, hallelujah. He said, get my royal tear. Amen, make sure suppress. I make sure they're ready to go as soon as this old sore boil is gone off of my hide. Praise God, soon as I know they's that's there. He said, but I know that there's got to be something that's going to take care of it. And God done told me what it was. And we're going to put them on there. And when it's all said done, them lump of figs is going to draw that poison out of me. God's going to take it out. Glory, hallelujah. It's like the hand of God, because God said it, and then I'm going to come out of here, and I need my royal attire. I'm going to go up the house of God, and I'm going to worship the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine about the night of the second day into the third day? Oh, Hezekiah's there, and Lord, hallelujah. And people come in and say, King, the king's physicians, early in that morning, said, we need to look at that boil to see how things is progressing. Hezekiah's big old smile on his face. He said, praise God, everything's running well. Amen. God's done made me a promise. God done showed me a sign, praise God. And He said, hey, a final request that I made, God's heard it, answered prayers. He's already touched me. He's already made me a promise. I've got 15 good years left, glory, hallelujah, and I'm just going to praise the Lord. Amen. I wonder how many years we got left. Amen. Glory. We'll just go ahead and just praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord, praise God, because we can. Amen. Because we get opportunity. Amen. Praise God. King Hezekiah, he said, Lord, remember who I was. Remember who I am. Remember how I've walked. Remember how I've talked. I wonder today, if we was in King Hezekiah's place, would we want God to remember our lives? Or would we wish He would forget? Amen. His final request, that God would heal him. Amen. And if we would ask, if you and I would ask God to remember on our dying bed, if it was today, would we want God to remember what we've done, what we've said, how we've acted? Or would we say, Lord, would it be okay if you just forget that? Could you just forget those accounts? But boy, wouldn't it be good to be able to be like Hezekiah and say, Lord, I know I failed and come short. You glory every day. But God, I've done my best. Lord, I love you. I love you, God, and I praise your name. I give you glory for everything. And Lord, I'd like you to hear my prayers and my supplication. Lord, I'd like you just to make me a promise that you're going to help get me through this and draw me closer to you. Amen. That's what our prayer ought to be tonight. That ought to be our final request. God, just draw me to yourself. God says if we'll draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Our final request ought to be, Lord, help me to draw nigh to you. Help me to get closer to you so that you can be closer to me. Amen. Praise God. Final request of God ought to be a closeness, a relationship, a remembrance of who he is and who we're going to be in a little while.